So I tell you, I'm really pissed off. Now, hold on a second. Can I say off on the radio? In a recent edition of Steph Watts, you remember Steph Watts, the former field reporter, I guess he was, with Greta Van Susteren on the Record show when she covered crime. And I think he did some work with Nancy Grace a while ago. In fact, he's been a guest on this program. Since then, he's gone independent, whatever that means, and has started his own blog talk radio show like the rest of the world has done. Anyway, I think you know where I'm going with this. In a recent edition of his blog talk radio show, I'm not sure what it's called, What's Up With This or whatever, he had Tim Miller on. You know Tim Miller as the founder of Texas Equisearch, someone who I consider and still consider, by the way, and I'll clarify this in a minute, the salt of the earth, someone who is also a family member of a victim of crime and has done a lot to help find the missing. Anyway, if you listen to the show, and it's been posted all over the place, you'll hear Steph Watts and Tim Miller, who I think was led down the garden path by Steph Watts, start talking about Beth Holloway and Peter R. DeVries' recent trip to Peru and all the nonsense that's happened since then. You know, you heard me talk about Nancy Grace talking and blowing it out of proportion just so she could get interest in her program. You know, the bombshell nonsense and Beth Holloway, was she arrested or wasn't she arrested? Anyway, Steph Watts and Tim Miller, in my opinion, attacked Beth Holloway and all the good work that she has done. And it's inexcusable what they have gone ahead and talked about on that program. There's no way around it. Comments like Beth Holloway was using the death of her daughter to gain financially. That Peter R. DeVries and Beth Holloway only went to Peru to get financial gain. Well, if they're making a television show and it keeps the interest alive in the case of Vandersloot, of course it's going to make money. You can't get around that. But to say that you are using the death of your daughter to try and benefit yourself, and then to make comments from Watts saying that he'd like to see the books of Beth Holloway's foundation, and Aruban authorities were so mad that they demanded that Beth Holloway and Peter R. DeVries went back to Aruba, and has Beth Holloway ever donated to Texas Equisearch, blah, blah, blah. It was absolutely sickening. It was nothing but a scurrilous attack on Beth Holloway and Peter R. DeVries. Steph Watts, in my opinion, has sunk lower than low. Tim Miller, I was totally disappointed in some of the comments that he made because he went away from the good work that Texas Equisearch does, and I have donated personally to Texas Equisearch, and I believe in their cause and always will, to attacking someone who is a victim of crime. They made comments like I have done that some in the media should stop covering these cases over and over again because there are many out there that don't get a voice. That's true. That is true. And there are some here that think the same way, and we try to cover as many cases as we can. But by taking someone like Beth Holloway and attacking her the way they did is inexcusable. Low class, low brow, and there's no way to get around it. I'll deal with it on my show on Thursday, talk about it more, have some guests on that will comment about it. But I want you all to think about that when you listen to some of these blog talk radio shows. A lot that do these type of radio shows are in it because they want to have a hobby and give someone an opportunity to listen to something a little bit different than mainstream media. Drew Kessy, for example, has started his own internet radio show. Another guy, true friend, salt of the earth, excellent person, and I'll encourage that you listen to Drew Kessy's show because he's not in it to be just someone who's getting interest and trying to advance his own career. He's trying to get the word out for important things. So listen to Drew Kessy. But when you hear Steph Watts and Tim Miller say that awful things that they said the other night on the show, uninformed, I believe, scurrilous and somewhat even slanderous, I believe, there's no excuse for that, and I think you as the public should make up your mind when it comes to listening to these shows and maybe comment to some of these people. They're imitators at best. Steph Watson and others on the internet try their best to sound like Nancy Grace. It's actually even laughable. They even use the same kind of language as Nancy Grace does. There's only one Nancy Grace, and you can love her or you can hate her. But those on the internet that are out there to attack just for their own benefit should be avoided like the plague. Beth Holloway, Peter R. DeVries, keep doing what you're doing. And if someone made some money out of it and you kept the whole story alive as far as the death and disappearance of Natalie Holloway, good for you. Steph Watts, someone should look at your books. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.